This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now we get some insight with a longtime friend of the show, Yahoo Sports Inside Coverage on YouTube, with our other friend, Andrew Siciliano, who's also the voice of the Browns on the Browns Radio Network, Charles Robinson. Hello, Charles. How are you?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, brother? How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. We sat here when we started the show at 10 o'clock and we're exhausted. It's Friday. It has been the craziest Browns week in a long time. You know, you come back from London, you just switch quarterbacks, then you trade your quarterback, then you end up coming up with another trade throughout the week. Then you don't say who your number two is. The Shedeur Sanders fans are really upset. They're looking forward to his press conference today at 1:10 to find out if he's the backup or not this week. It has just been a zoo. Is that what it looks like on the outside?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's Kevin's presser earlier this week was just an all-timer. I mean, I just sat there. I'm like, this is just bizarre. Like it's listening to a guy basically, this guy didn't want to get rid of Flacco. Everything I was hearing, I'm like, this is clearly not his plan. And, it went the way it went. And now he's going to have to figure out how to, in my mind, I'm like, he clearly wants a veteran backing up a rookie on game day and in that support role, which makes sense to me because that's how it operates in every other team in the league and how historically it's operated. You don't have a rookie, be in the support role behind another rookie. It's a bad idea, especially at the quarterback spot. And, just how the whole thing went down, the fact that Flacco was traded in division to a team where he can do some damage on that team. Now their offensive line's terrible, and there's a chance that this goes completely to pot for the Bengals. But he does have a skill set that jives with the wide receivers, and it definitely makes them a more dangerous team. It's just sometimes you feel like only in Cleveland, and then throwing the whole Shedeur element. And I'm like, God, I don't want to go down the road with these fans again. Like, it's just been, I've criticized the guy 2 or 3 times, this season, and every single time I do it, I feel like I'm on the verge of getting doxxed by the time they're at full speed. So it's crazy.
Let's go back to the beginning there. We've heard plenty of times before from Andrew Berry and from Kevin Stefanski that these guys are thought partners. They're on the same page, right, as everything. What you thought is what I thought during the press conference too. I'm like, man, it seems disjointed. Like, it doesn't sound like these guys are thought partners. Now, maybe Kevin and Andrew are, and maybe Paul, Jimmy, and Dee aren't. And are you hearing anything about rumblings within the front office that maybe they're not on the same page? And
I had not. No, I mean, I hadn't. And which is why I was surprised when, he said, I know he did press that, the idea that, like, we talk about these things, and, you know, he said we a few times, but then he also said, I thought it was like twice, maybe more, you know, I trust Andrew, you know, I trust, and I'm like, okay, well, he's clearly saying, you know, that I was like, it feels like the focal is I'm sitting here as a coach and I'm saying, I trust Andrew, meaning I trust Andrew's move, or I trust what we just did. And the impetus behind it was Andrew. I don't know how else they're going to come out and say that's absorbing it wrong. That's not what he meant, you know, and it's fine for him to say that if he believes it. Right. And it is a, you know, something that Andrew wanted to do when the Bengals called. I think even the setup to me when he was like, talked about just being shocked, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, are you shocked they called? Are you shocked that you did the deal? Like, I'm like, which part of this is shocking? Is it all shocking, or are both shocking? Yeah. So I haven't heard anything, any kind of like idea that there's any fracture between the two. I know fans there are upset with Kevin and, you know, have felt some kind of way about his coaching this season. And, you know, I'm sure there were times in, you know, the London game where I'm like, man, oh, maybe you probably want to have a couple of these decisions back. But, I can only tell you what people think about Kevin around the league is not diminished. I mean, it's almost similar in some respects. I remember when Vrabel was having problems in Tennessee and people around the league were saying to me, like, he'll have another job. Like if they're going to fire him, he's going to have another job. He's a good coach. People know he's a good coach. And if they want to make that mistake, or if they have to go that way, cause it's just not working there. Fine. You know, the Eagles fired Andy Reid, like, you know, they went their separate ways. It happens with good coaches. And I think that's what people around the league think about Kevin. So if Kevin's any kind of jeopardy here, it's only in jeopardy in Cleveland. He's going to have another job. That's the sense I get around the league about him.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, joining us on the hotline. You can hear him on Inside Coverage with our buddies Andrew Siciliano and the other members of the Yahoo Sports team. And then also read his latest piece, which is where I want to head with you next, where you were basically doing a trade deadline primer. And one of the names you put on there was David Njoku. How likely do you think it is Njoku would be traded? And what do you think the Browns could get back?
I wouldn't say it's likely. I know it's, you know, whenever you are getting into the salary cap situation that they've been wading through, you're always obviously looking for young guys to replace salaries. I think Harold Fannin Jr. Now, granted, we're early. There's still some time to play out before the deadline. But to me, you got a rookie who's come in showing he's capable of stepping in that role and deserving of reps and, you know, appears to be a player that can develop at a high level. I know that there was interest in Njoku at the deadline last year, and the Browns were not interested in moving off him. Well, you know, I think the reality is knowing what's going on with salaries, knowing that he can go and get a pretty good deal elsewhere in free agency, it makes sense that they would pick up the phone this time and listen. In terms of what he's worth, yeah, I mean, given, it's a rental. Everybody knows it's a rental. It's vastly different than what it would have been last year. Like last year, I think maybe, you know, there's potential given that there was more than a year remaining on his deal, given that a team could bring him in and move to extend him. I think what the ceiling could have been, you know, maybe a third or a second, depending on if maybe they send him with something, you can turn him into a second round pick. I don't think you could now. You know, you're probably talking, I think you could probably, the right team calls that has the inclination that they want, you know, to extend him, and doesn't just view him as, hey, this is somebody to come in and pinch hit at the position, hopefully through a Super Bowl run for us. You know, you could probably get a third for him, I still think, even at you know, the age that he's at. It would be tricky. Again, it would have to be the right team. Like a third at the deadline is extremely valuable. And, you know, that usually that's the kind of thing you get for a starter who can step in right away and is not necessarily pressing on 30. But I will be curious to see if they get the, you know, type of calls that they got last year, because frankly, you know, some of the teams that were reaching out for tight ends last year, they filled those tight end spots. So, but I do know, you know, like the Rams, I think the Rams still would like to bring in somebody if they feel like they're trying to max everything they can under Stafford. I think the Seahawks would like to upgrade the tight end spot if they could at the deadline, especially with how the season's unfolding. So it's not, you know, there's going to be some teams that are tight end shopping, that's for sure. And I think, you know, he's a very attractive player still at this stage.
Did they wave the white flag? And if they trade Njoku, isn't that waving the white flag for sure? As I'm borderline on whether they did or not this week.
Yeah, I don't think they waved the white flag. I mean, like Newsom, here's the thing with Newsom. It's funny because when Terrion Arnold went down with the Lions, you know, and I'm kind of texting with guys about that injury, and almost instantly someone hit me up and was like, hey, I if this is bad, I bet you they call Cleveland about Newsom. Like, they don't wait until the deadline and they try to see if they can get Newsom now. And I think it's because, look, you know, Newsom, the way this season has unfolded, he's played better than he has historically in the past. I don't think, you know, there was any idea that he was playing himself into an extension. But, you know, he's played well enough that, especially at the cornerback spot, I knew there would be someone, there would be a team out. I assumed it would be the Lions. And then, if Terrion Arnold injury wasn't as severe as they first initially thought, I think that kind of shifted gears for them. But, I didn't look at it as waving the white flag. I looked at it as you're 1-4. It's not a guy he's going to free agency. You're going to lose him. And, you know, you have the ability to, you know, get some capital back right now. And again, you know, because of the salary situation, any money you save now, remember, no matter what it is, any money you save through the end of this season, you know, you can roll into next year. Obviously, being player for player, it's different than if they had just dealt him for a draft pick. But I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as, you know, you're getting a talented player in return who could probably use a fresh start. And, I don't see that. Now, Njoku, probably, yeah. Yeah, you deal him, you know, but where are they? Like, when does the trade happen? If you're at the deadline, if you've, you know, stacked a couple more losses, you kind of know the writing's on the wall. So you're going to be realistic about it and do what you're supposed to do, which is both win now and prepare for the future, you know, and balance that out. I think that's I feel like that's a reasonable balance. If you go, you know, you take this further down the line and it looks like, hey, there's no really turning this around, at least not for a playoff run. You should, if for a guy who's not going to be there next year, you should try to get assets.
Charles Robinson joining us on the hotline. Yahoo Sports is where you can read him inside coverage, where you can watch him. You can find that on YouTube, also wherever you get your podcasts as well. All right, so when you watch the Browns offense on that island game in London with Dylan Gabriel, did you see a viable NFL offense in there, or did you just see kind of a rookie quarterback getting a shot and this is what it's going to look like?
I don't think anybody should overreact on one game. Okay. Like, I think what I expected and I was surprised. I'm like, man, this is sort of a pinch. You're starting them on the road. You're starting them against a defense where, you know, it's a coordinator who, if he didn't have a loss against, you know, half the league, would potentially be at the top of a lot of, you know, job lists. And I still think there are owners out there that would be interested in hiring Brian Flores. That's how well he's coached that defense. It was a really interesting spot. And I thought in my mind, like, okay, this is a lot of confidence to shift to this now. But what I thought was, just don't let this be some kind of abject disaster. Like, let's see, I want to see, does the kid look, you know, does he have happy feet? Is he, you know, drifting into sacks? Is he not seeing things? Is he not, you know, understanding protections? And I didn't think I saw that at all. So to me, even though they lost that game and it hurts because it was definitely a winnable game, I told Andrew Siciliano this, I was like, I know it's a game and I understand the hurt and I understand it was there. But what I took away from it was, the kid didn't look out of sorts. He looked comfortable. I thought there were a couple of times where he threw some aggressive passes, which I was like, ooh. Most times, especially in a situation like that, teams play your offenses like 10 and in and nothing else. Like, there's no more really looking down the field. And I thought he did. And so I don't want to say what the offense is yet. I don't know. We've only seen one game with him, right? And obviously up until this point, the offense has not been good. But again, I keep looking at silver linings and I see a running back who is showing me, wow, this guy looks like he'd be a star in this league. I look at Fannin Jr. and I'm like, he looks like he can be a really good player. I look at all those rookies. I told Andrew, I said, all those rookies that are playing these huge roles by November, December, if they don't hit a wall, which some guys do because the college season feels short, but it's really not as short as it used to be. You see a lot of rookies who start to play better later in the season because they're not swimming anymore. They're starting to understand what they're supposed to be doing. So this team, I feel like, could play better with young guys who start to be more veteran later in the season because they're not still trying to figure out every single thing. I don't want to overreact about it. And I know it's very disappointing. And I guess I just look at this and I don't throw out a guy who has been a two-time coach of the year, who again has a lot of respect around the league. And I don't think he's been perfect this year at all, but I also look at the situation and Flacco with the limitations that he has and the fact that you're trying to figure out, you know, when can we get a rookie some snaps? It's not an ideal situation for any coach out there. Okay. And, it's just, I don't know what to tell you guys. I wish people could just have some patience. I know it's hard to ask that. A Browns fan just had to have patience forever for decades. And, but I do think that there are good things happening right now that if we let it play out, I think things are going to be better than you think in the long run.
All right, so let me just kind of put a little bit of a big picture on this. The hot seat for Kevin is how hot then moving into next year?
I definitely think 2026 would be a referendum from the standpoint of, okay, all this stuff in the past that we've dealt with, the Deshaun stuff, situations with other players, some bad drafts, some bad personnel moves. Okay, we're now kind of, we've crested, we've gotten over some of that. We've drafted a really good young class that can be a cornerstone moving forward. What do you do in this offseason to stack without the ability to obviously have a lot of space to do things? In terms of improving the roster, and then, where does the development of these young guys go? What kind of a draft class can you stack on top of it? Obviously, it's a very important draft class. You got two first-round picks. And then what's the quarterback situation? So if you go into the offseason, let's say Dylan Gabriel plays this out, and let's just say he plays above average. You're like, okay, he looks like he can be at least a serviceable quarterback. Maybe he can be more. Even with the physical limitations, I still think you look and go, where are we in the draft and who are the quarterbacks? If there's obviously a better quarterback in this draft, I don't think you can ignore that. I think teams make mistakes settling with what they have, saying, hey, we got a guy who we think he's good. We have an opportunity to get a guy who's good plus 10% more. You take the guy who's good plus 10% more. I think they have to look at that. And then again, I think, yeah, then 2026 becomes a referendum. How much do the young players grow under Kevin? What does the offense look like when they have the quarterback they feel like they now don't have to move off of? Because I don't even know that we still know that now. We don't. And you can't wait forever, obviously. But I just don't feel like with all the cross-section of things that have been going on the last couple of years, I don't think 2025 should be the referendum on him, unless this could happen, if it craters, if it just completely craters and it feels like everybody's quitting by the end of the season and Gabriel's just wrong, then that's a different situation. Then I think you have to assess it. And I will ask you guys, You don't create a hole without having a solution to the hole. That's what bad organizations do. Who are you going and getting?
What we should ask later on down the road. I would normally say next segment, but today I don't know. And you also have to see who's available at the end of the season.
The only guy that mildly intrigues me would be somebody off the Sean Payton tree, like the OC over in Denver. That's the only thing that I'd look at and go, okay, that's interesting. But I don't know.
The other question will be, too.
And that should tell me all I need to know.
Do they give Schwartz a shot, too? Because the defense has looked really good. Let's be honest. I mean, yeah, he's done a nice job with him. So
Jim's had moments as a head coach that I mean, with the Lions, it wasn't like it was all bad, right?
No, it's true. All right, Charles, we got to roll. Thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. We're always checking out that podcast, too, with our friend Andrew Siciliano. Yahoo Sports is the place to go for inside coverage on YouTube with Andrew Siciliano as well. He is Charles Robinson, and he's a dear friend of the show. Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, Charles Robinson, more to come right after this. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan with Dan Menigan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan today. As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, interesting show so far. Brian Anderson joined us in the last hour, and then Charles Robinson helped us set off this hour. Charles had some interesting things to say, especially about Kevin Stefanski perhaps not really being on the hot seat, so we'll get to that. Tim May is going to join us here in about 13 minutes. We're going to talk about that big Ohio State game against Illinois. That is a big noon kickoff tomorrow. And so we're going to talk about that. And Tim May does his podcast with Clay Hall. And so we'll talk about that at 12:40. Then what you really want to be locked in for today is Kevin Stefanski's press conference, because hopefully we'll get some answers on the quarterback stuff, because I know a lot of people were upset earlier this week when Kevin didn't come straight out and say Shedeur Sanders is your number two. A lot of people think Bailey Zappe is going to be the number two this week. We're going to find out, hopefully, at 1:10. You know as well as I do, Kevin may not give you the answer, but this would be his first opportunity to tell us who he truly thinks the backup quarterback will be. And then, of course, we'll do quick predicts at the end of the show. And I guess maybe part of that depends on the reaction to whatever Kevin has to say today. So let's be honest. There is an outside shot we may not do quick predicts today.
Can Kevin Stefanski tell me they're going to try to throw the ball more than 20 yards down the field?
Well, why would you ask questions like that?
Come on. Can we get that?
Do we even care about the game at this point?
Everything seems to be back burner.
Everything's on the outside.
Like, it almost... So there was a joke around NBA circles for a long time that a chunk of the NBA fans care more about the transactions than the actual, like, dribbling of a basketball on the floor.
Felt that way when LeBron was trying to pick a team.
I partially wonder if Browns fans are there, where you're caring more about the drama and everything else that's going on around this team
rather
than
what's
taking place on the field.
What have we had since 99? That's all we've had is drama. And one playoff win in the place where they're going this week, where they have had so much trouble winning during the regular season. So much trouble winning in Pittsburgh. And I know sometimes I'll look at Jeff and be like, man, do you know how many years it's been since the Browns won in Pittsburgh? And he'll be like 21 or whatever. And he'll be like
2002. Last regular season win in Pittsburgh, 2002.
That team's not here anymore. So Jeff will say, that team's not here anymore. And he's right. I wish I could argue them. He's right, but
the fans carry the history. The players do not. It's a truthful statement.
There are just some places it's really hard to win. And for the Browns, really, really hard to win in Pittsburgh.
I mean, the Steelers are throwing out a 42-year-old quarterback who has not exactly been good. Like, you would not watch Aaron Rodgers and go, he
looks great. Let me look at the standings. What do the standings say? Does it matter if he's good or not?
Don't put wins and losses on quarterbacks. Don't do it.
Well, guess what? They get credit for it when they win.
Rex Grossman made a Super Bowl. I mean, Rex Grossman is a great quarterback.
It's one.
Doug, I mean, we could go down the line. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. I mean, Brad Johnson's a great quarterback. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. I mean, Trent Dilfer is a great quarterback. I'll put wins and losses on quarterbacks.
Great in the moment, right? You still got to get executed.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. I mean, Joe Flacco's a great quarterback.
Joe Flacco's a great quarterback. Yeah.
Sure.
You're about to find out when he throws for 300 this week. Against the Packers after knowing exactly what he's going to see in this defense.
I don't even know if Joe Flacco is going to get the K and hike out of his mouth before he's laying on his back with that defensive line. It's going to be the ultimate.
He is going to have to get rid of it quick, man.
Oh, good golly. Oh, boy. Do you think
he's going to be like, hey, where's Joel? Anybody see Joel? Joel, you don't play with Joel anymore.
I want Jamar Chase there. I want T. Higgins there, and everyone else needs to be offensive linemen. I don't want tight ends. I don't want slot wide receivers.
Ethan, Bud, I see stars.
I want two guys.
Ethan,
myself,
you know, Wyatt.
And eight
Wyatt.
Guys over 275 pounds.
Wyatt, where are you, man? Where are you, Wyatt? I miss you. I miss you, bro. Can't find you.
They
see Tweety Bird flying over.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat right now? Is the chair wobbly?
You know what? If you would have asked me up until Saturday, I would have said no. Somehow, someway on Sunday, I finally felt like, and I don't know that it's on the hot seat with fans, always. He's always on the hot seat with fans. I'm just curious what's going on in the front office, and are these guys all still on the same page? Because this is the side. If you're going to be on the same page, you better be now, because you're near the bottom. And if you're truly going to be on the same page, be on the same page. I actually think he's leaning more towards safe than he is, because I do think there is some wheel of regret stuff over signing Deshaun and letting Baker go and watching Baker have success. And, you know, got to be right. Got to be the smartest guy in the room. Everyone does, so.
Well,
because I'm telling you, on any other team in the NFL, he's gone last year. He wouldn't have seen this season.
Well, the only way I would push back on that one is due to the fact that...
Push back all you want.
Well, it would be due to the very, very simple fact of, A, everything went kaboom. Like, it went flat out kaboom. There was not a scheme on the face of this earth that was going to help Deshaun Watson complete passes. It just wasn't going to happen. And so then you're into backup quarterbacks. Then you're into backup to backups. Then you're into injury. Like, last season, so steamrolled. And if you like your coach, you're willing to let it steamroll. The only way I think Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat this season is if what we believe happened didn't happen, which is that they sat down and went, okay, it's time to bring on the rebuild. It's time to tear it down. Time to build this thing back up and go window and go for the second window of Browns football, of winning football. I wonder if that conversation happened, then I do not believe he is on the hot seat whatsoever. If everybody who had the firing and firing power is in that communication level, then I believe that he is not on the hot seat. Now, if that is not the case, or as Charles Robinson put it, awesome, if this thing craters, then we're having a different conversation.
I'm good for a different conversation, not about the Browns. I want to talk about the Buckeyes. When we come back, can we take 30 minutes or 30 minutes, 20 minutes to talk about the Buckeyes? Can we do that with our good friend Tim May?
I mean, you are playing the one person who needs to be beaten at every turn.
That is true.
I hate Brett Bielema. I don't hate many people in this world. I hate Brett Bielema.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
I can't stand Brett Bielema.
Tim May, you know him. You love him. He digresses with us each and every week, and he will do it next. Don't forget, Kevin Stefanski, press conference just after 1 o'clock. So you want to lock it in? I don't know. You want to lock it in right now. Lock it in now. You're not going anywhere. You know Kevin's talking right after the top of the hour. Maybe he comes a little bit early. You want to be here. You don't want to miss any of it. Stand by. More Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 216-474-0092.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And now he is on the fan hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you?
And a true American hero, and I still apologize.
That's all right. It's featuring Clay Hall.
Featuring Clay Hall.
And for henceforth, I want to not be known as friend of the show, but mega amigo of the show.
Oh, I like mega amigo.
You see where I went there?
Mega or
amigo,
mucho?
Mega.
I like mega amigo.
So what you want
so
to
So anyway.
All right.
So what's your question, caller?
My question this week is Ohio State overlooking Illinois as they start to think about Penn State. No, I'm not going to ask that.
No, they're not.
I don't know how they could overlook this game. I mean, they're playing good football at Illinois.
Yeah, sort of. They're not playing great defense. and which sets up for Ohio State, which is playing pretty good offense, especially where Illinois itches, which is stopping the forward pass if you give the other quarterback time. But, Illinois is playing well, but they're, it's more like they're having to outscore people than just shut people down. So that's the interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea against Ohio State, who's, what, giving up two touchdowns this year? How many?
Yeah. Giving up two touchdowns total in five games. But but Illinois, Ohio State has been probably the nation's best defense total. I mean, I think you could make that argument so far this year in terms of the way they've taken care of business. And as I always like to say, people can talk about all kinds of stats and analysis and data and all this stuff. When you lead the nation in fewest points given up, you're pretty good on defense.
Yeah, and if you're Illinois and you allow the 10th most sacks per game, I'm wondering if Luke Allmyer's going to need a little. He's going to need some combat pay for this one.
Yeah, I called it this earlier today. I don't mean to be repeating myself, but I always look at Illinois as being a pothole game for Ohio State in this quest for a second straight national championship, meaning on the road to a possible second straight national championship. And but that was like before the season started. As I refer to it now, it's like a pothole on your favorite street that's been filled in, and it's got a little bit of a bump to it now. You know what I mean? You still got to take care of business. And if you can avoid falling, avoid going over it, you do, but it's not going to blow your tire out.
I got to add, normally we always talk about Ohio State, and I think maybe because I'm sitting in Cleveland and we're trying to figure out what the quarterback situation is going to be. But right after the Ohio State game, you've got Oregon and Indiana, Dante Moore and Fernando.
Wait a minute, let me interrupt you.
Yeah,
please.
You could put that on a loop and play that every week. Every week of every year, 24/7, 365. Go ahead now.
All I know is the closest thing we've come to an Ohio State quarterback here is what, Tom Tupa? That's about it when he was punting.
Well, no, you had, Terrell Pryor.
What am I saying? Yeah, Terrell Pryor. He didn't play quarterback.
He might have thrown a trick pass at one point.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, your question was
Dante Moore against Fernando Mendoza. Yeah, like, I'm looking forward to this.
That's the game of the week. I mean, it was going to be Oklahoma and Texas until Texas lost two games in their rebuilding. I don't know how you can turn around now with a straight face and be an expert and say, well, Texas was always going to have problems with its offensive line, its revamped offensive line. I go, you knew that when you voted them number one in the country back in August. Are you kidding me? That they were going to be real rebuilding things, and they were going to have a first-year full-time starting quarterback in Arch Manning. Now, we can dissect his game all you want. But when you throw in some other things, they're not playing defense like they have the last couple of years, definitely last year. So all kinds of things going on with the Red River Showdown, as they call it now.
Yes.
When I grew up down in Texas, it was a Red River Shootout, but I guess you're not allowed to say that anymore. But who saw, like, 4 years ago, if I told you 4 years ago, Indiana, Oregon, a showdown game.
In basketball? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Maybe. But not in football. And what Kurt Cignetti has done, this will probably blow up on me, but tomorrow. But I was saying all through the offseason when everybody else was still calling what Indiana did last year an aberration or whatever other term, big word you want to use there. I go, man, I don't know. They have replaced guys in the transfer portal extremely well. Kurt Cignetti has a plan. And,
he does.
And then he goes out and upgrades compared to this time a year ago at quarterback. Fernando Mendoza, who from my previous appearance on this highly rated program.
Yes.
I love saying Fernando Mendoza.
Oh, I thought you loved his saying highly rated. Never mind. Keep going.
No, y'all like saying that when you go in for your raises, which I hope you get.
Yeah.
Just play my segments, and I'm sure you'll get nothing. But
toe
the bottom
touches
line is,
and raises, yes.
They're an upgrade on offense. I mean, they're better than they were last year on offense. And there's a chance that Oregon might be too. I mean, with Dante Moore, because he's, you know, obviously he's a first-year starter, set behind Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if you know who that is, Dylan Gabriel. Last year.
Sounds familiar, and, but I
think
can't
we
place.
Saw him. Was he? I think he played for the London Monarchs.
Is that where exactly. Yeah. He may go to London and decide to live there, but I digress. Bottom line is they like. I mean, you like Dante Moore. I mean, almost everybody in creation wanted Dante Moore 3 years ago when he was coming out of high school. He went to UCLA to play under Chip Kelly, and that, you know, obviously Chip Kelly absconded, and or whatever the word is there. But the point is, he's really good too. Anybody can see that. So yeah, this could be interesting because I was talking with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. We just recorded my Tim May show for today, and we were talking about how this could actually turn into a defensive, more of a defensive game than an offensive game. So this is a real unknown on Saturday of Indiana at Oregon and what kind of game you're actually going to see.
Let me ask you one silly question. Any chance they would ever move a game like that to 9 a.m. Pacific? I mean, they make such a big deal about having Fox Big Noon kickoff. Do you ever think they'll take a West Coast game and throw it on at 9 o'clock in the morning?
I'm thumbing through my thesaurus, my thesaurus, my record of silly questions, and that's not in there.
Oh.
You know why? They did that once. Remember, I think it was USC. Was it USC or somebody hosted
a
game?
It was a USC game. You're right, Tim.
Yeah.
They did do
and
that.
Because
I remember Lincoln Riley losing his mind.
Oh, yeah. He should. I mean, that's really stupid to be thinking you're getting up 2 hours before the sun comes up to get ready to play a football game. No, I don't think there's any chance of that happening because there would be too much pushback.
Only in the NFL. You're right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, even the NFL. But the NFL.
But it was a 1 o'clock kick there. Yeah.
May start at 10 a.m. our time, the London game. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon over there, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, but yeah, you got to keep that real. You know, I heard some national guy talking about whether Alabama is going to suffer from the time crunch. They're playing at Missouri this week. And, at 11 a.m.,
oh.
You know, like Ohio State kickoffs at 11 a.m. local time,
right.
In Champaign. And I was screaming at the radio, Alabama's in central time zone just like Missouri is. You know what I mean?
Some people don't map good, Tim.
I don't know. They don't map good. They don't map well.
The only thing worse than that is living in the mountain time zone. No one cares about you there. That is the forgotten time zone. Yes.
That's got to be the strangest. Because, you know, Colorado, speaking of that, Colorado played a game, several weeks ago. It started at 10 a.m. local time. Mm-hmm. They hosted a game. So 10 a.m. mountain time, noon Eastern. So, you know, that's pretty close to 9 a.m. when you think about it.
It's kegs and eggs, baby.
Hey. It's 9 a.m. somewhere, which is basically the Pacific time zone. But, yeah, it's going to be this Ohio State game is going to be interesting only because they should win it and win it convincingly. The weather's not going to be a factor like it more often than not. 80% of the time, the weather, the wind is a factor over there. Doesn't look like it's going to be a factor at all because, you know, I've always called that Memorial Stadium the wind tunnel, the way it's set up north to south and just kind of enhances the wind, kind of like on a city street, you know, where a bunch of big buildings are. So it's not going to be that way, it looks like, tomorrow. So it should be Ohio State should be able to play its game on both sides of the ball.
The legend Tim May joining us on the fan hotline right here. All right, so Altmyer has been the head of this Illinois offense, and it is just cranking. I mean, 10.5 yards per pass attempt for him. He's got close to a 74% completion percentage. Do you think that you're going to see something similar to this going up against Ohio State's defense, or do you think Ohio State defense is just going to be like, eh?
It's yet another test in a different way of this Ohio State defense. Last week was sort of that test with Minnesota, you know, with Drake Lindsey, that big, tall quarterback they've got now, and they've kind of let him throw the ball around a lot. Ohio State handled that extremely well, got after him, didn't get the number of sacks they got the week before at Washington, but pretty much contained him and contained them in terms of what they were doing. This is another test. I like Altmyer a lot. I think Altmyer is going to be in the NFL, maybe as a starter, but maybe as a longtime backup. But the Ohio State defensive front's playing extremely well right now, and their coverage. their coverage situation. I'm standing on a sidewalk here, and this guy's pushing a cart that's making more noise than it should be.
Wow.
You
want to get away so the cart doesn't implode near you?
No, I'm done. He's gone. But the cart man. But the bottom line is, I think Ohio State did get another sort of test of what this new look, semi-new look defense is going to go against. I think it's equipped very well to play against this offense. And one of the things is they have trouble protecting, Illinois does, from sort of one series to the next. So the front four, maybe the augmented blitzing game, which you haven't seen Ohio State really blitz a lot. In the sense of bringing more than four, you know what I mean? And everybody zones people, zone blitzes and stuff. But whether Ohio State kind of gets after him from the get-go, he's more of a guy that is a little bit more of a – wants to be a pocket presence as opposed to get out on the edge and make things happen on a continued basis. So we'll see if Ohio State contains him like they did Damon Williams 2 weeks ago and then last week with Drake Lindsey.
Tim, as always, thank you. We appreciate you. Looking forward to listening to your next episode of the Tim May podcast featuring the great Clay Hall, right?
I get that right? And by the way, I apologize because I couldn't think of any way funny to end that last little part I was talking about.
I know, I'm disappointed
when
by
you. When you talk about Ohio State defense these days, you're talking serious business.
Serious.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they get in the end zone. It'll be interesting.
Bingo.
It'll be interesting.
First goal. That should be the first goal by Illinois is to get into the end zone. Unlike three of Ohio State's first five opponents have not been able to.
Amen. Thank you, Tim May. Right.
You're
thank
a legend.
You.
I owe you eliminator three.
You are pass a legend. Thank you, Tim. Goodbye.
Pass the plate.
Okay. We don't have to. We're putting pennies in there. Bye, Tim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.